Welcome back, everybody. I am your host, Ryan Blue, on Ryan Blue Reads to You. And like I promised, I have a special guest with me today. Second time that she'll be on my podcast. I'm super stoked. We have the lovely Kelson J. But before we start talking to her, I want to remind all of the viewers why she's here and why she's amazing. I'm going to read another little snippet from her first novel, A Russian and an Italian, Walk into a Bar. And for those of you that are just joining in, this is my second podcast with Kelson J. So if you want to hear more from her book, go through my other episodes and enjoy. Now, the reason I chose this part is because I have a real soft spot for the scorpion, which is the little blurb that I'm going to be reading about. And I have hopes in my mind for the second book. I'm not sure if Kelson J listens to me, but I know what I want to happen. So without further ado, let's start this. All right. Sitting on top of that picnic table, kissing my scorpion for the first time in over 15 years, surrounded by trees and the blue sky. And all I could think about was how fast we could make it into the tent nearby before our clothes came off. But I didn't think quick enough, because before I knew it, my scorpion was helping my bikini top off as his lips were making their way down my neck. The skinny straps to my bra slid off my shoulders easily, and the piece fell to my waist. Sitting there, fully exposed, feeling the breeze on my naked breasts, felt amazing while my scorpion's lips and tongue made their way to my nipples. Leaning back on the table, with both my arms holding me up, I closed my eyes and enjoyed feeling him take each nipple, one by one, into his mouth. His hand soon followed as he grabbed my breasts, fondling each one while his mouth made its journey down to my belly. Laying fully flat on the table now, I opened my eyes for a brief moment to raise my head to look down at him. His handsome ruggedness captivated my heart, and his mouth captivated my pussy that was getting wetter by the second. Closing my eyes again, I continued to feel the breeze sweep across my nipples and the air blowing in my hair. Off in the distance, I could hear the waves crashing along the beach and the echo of people talking. The scorpion and I were in our own little bubble. In that moment, nothing was going to interrupt our time. I had forgotten that the girls were probably wondering where I fucked off to. I had forgotten that I was half naked, laying on top of a wooden picnic table. And I had forgotten that my scorpion was still technically married. None of that mattered when I felt him slide my shorts off along with my bikini bottoms, exposing my bare pussy to the sky. He spread my legs apart and his warm lips made their way to my clit. Moaning and grabbing onto his salt and pepper hair, I let myself enjoy every minute of his tongue. He continued to eat my pussy as I remembered how good he was. Time had not escaped his abilities. My orgasm in his mouth was as intense as it had ever been. Feeling his lips on my clit and his tongue deep inside me had me orgasming over and over again as I pushed his head deeper into me. Fuck, it was truly the best oral orgasm I had had in a long time. I'm fucking sweating reading this. Like, I am fucking sweating. I want to take my sweater off. Jesus. All right.
It's not that kind of show.
Woo! I tell you guys, I should end up making this a video live rather than just audio.
Holy. Well, I don't know if there's enough wine for that.
Someday, maybe when COVID is over and we don't have to self-distance, we can do a little live
Ooh,
video
Instagram chat
or something. That would be super fun.
I'm so excited.
I need to get
to
more
back.
Followers. Yeah. I'm so glad to have you. So tell me, what's been going on?
I've been busy, believe it or not. Isolation has allowed me to really dig deep into my second installment in this series, the Double Shot series. So some of your favorite characters might be making a reappearance in book number two, just for you, Ryan.
Like Scorpion?
Like Cuban? The Cuban?
All right. Now, viewers, if you're thinking, who the hell, what's this Cuban? Again, I have already read a blurb. You will see it in my episode titled The Cuban. That would be from Kelson J's book. So if you want to know why the Cuban is hot as fuck, that's where you go. You go to that episode. And then you come back to this episode. And then you go back and watch all the other 10 episodes that I have. Just saying, just putting it out there. Now,
yes.
Before we get into some questions. So you launched your book how long ago?
A month ago yesterday, April 13th.
Nice.
Lucky number 13.
Yay. So 1 whole month. And how's it been? How's things been going with that?
It's been crazy, actually. I am overwhelmed by the great response I'm getting. As a new author and first time published, it's not an easy feat, but I've currently sold over 100 copies of my book, which is super exciting. And thank you. I'm getting a lot of people actually taking the time to not just review me on Amazon where the book is currently located, but also taking the time to message me privately to tell me what their thoughts were on the book. And this then allows me to engage a conversation about what they really enjoyed about the book, who their favorite characters were, and why. And it's been great because I love to hear my readers' perspective on the characters to see if they're thinking the way I was thinking when I was writing about them, and what they hope to see for the second book and maybe the third book. And there are a few front runners. I have to say, your Cuban is right up there. The ladies are loving the Latin sauciness, sexiness of this Cuban man. Ugh. I mean, let me tell you, when I wrote his character, I was like, this guy is hot. I think we both joked in the first episode, don't we both want a Cuban cigar? Right?
Yes. Okay, you
Yes.
know what? Like,
Hashtag Cuban
seriously,
cigar.
half you had me at large cock. Like, who's kidding? Like, kidding you? Like, for real. I
Oh
know.
boy.
Size doesn't matter.
Funny that you bring up that point because there's a new character that's going to be introduced in the second book. And she refers to him as the bull. And actually, he's pretty forward, and he asks her if size matters. So you'll have to wait and see what Tare says to him about that.
That's such a touchy subject. But you know what? Remind me, let's talk about size matters after we finish a little bit
Okay.
more about you and your book and what's been happening, because it is a question that I do have, if you think that size matters. But I want to read some Amazon reviews. You can find Kelsen's Jade, her book, on both Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. Again, I always post the information and the links in the show notes after I complete the podcast. So let's take a little gander at some of these reviews, because, girl, you should be super proud of yourself. So keep in
Oh
mind,
my
folks,
gosh,
when I'm doing
I
this,
feel blessed, honestly.
well, this is Kelsen Jade's first, as in number one, as in first book out of the gate, and these are the reviews that she's getting. So let's do this. So this is from Kel. A fun and steamy read released at the perfect time. Move over, 50 Shades. Kelsen J has more to say. I love the characters the best. So relatable and hot. Highly recommend book number one. Get cozy and let yourself be taken away. Like, wicked.
That was a great review.
That was a great, they're all freaking like amazing. So I'll just kind of keep reading a few. So Pascal, this book is amazing. Oh, this is a good one too. English is my second language. Every time I read a book in that category, I can't fully understand it. But with this book, she explains everything and I understood every detail in it. You need something to treat yourself? Get this book. You will not regret it. You will enjoy every part of it like I did. Then we have Jeff, which is wicked. It's always nice to have reviews from dudes
There
because,
was a
well,
couple of guy reviews, which is
yeah,
awesome. I love it.
I'm thinking Pascal might be a fella. That sounds like a male name, but again, you know what? You never know nowadays, so I'm not going to assume. So Jeff could be male or female. So let's just go with it. This is an awesome review. Once I started, I couldn't put it down. Love the characters and the erotic storyline. Read it on Kindle, but will be purchasing the paperback from beginning to end. It kept me intrigued and wanting more. Can't wait to read part two. Great first novel. Oh, this is from Brenda. I don't know why it says
Woo!
Jeff. Maybe it's Jeffy. I have like no, maybe it's Jeff's Amazon account. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, maybe Brenda and Jeff read it together.
You know what? This book would be amazing foreplay. Like honestly, I read that little blurb, which was seriously like a page and a half, and I can feel sweat like trickling down my back.
Before I came on to talk to you tonight, Ryan, I actually got a message on Facebook from a new reader, and she said she read my book in 2 hours today. And I was like, oh my God, like I know that the book is not that lengthy. Like I think it's what, 177 pages, but I'm like, 2 fucking hours, really? And she goes, listen, when I'm reading a book that interests me and that I think is great, I do not stop until it's done. And then she said, I made a point of reading a few lines to my husband, and he was like, that is fucking hot. And I said, oh, that's exciting. I said, maybe you and your husband will like read it together. And she goes, oh, I told him he needs to get some notes from some of these male characters. And I was like, oh, that's great. I mean, hey, whatever spices up your bedroom, right?
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to read just a few. They're all so good. It's like, I want to just read all of them. So I'm kind of just picking and choosing. I want people to really understand that it's not just cheesy reviews like, hey, that was hot, awesome, hashtag, ooh. Like this one review here is, this book is a must read that will give you an escape from reality during this current pandemic that will keep you entertained and wanting more. I could not put this book down. I read it from cover to cover in a day. The sexual liberation of Tare is what every woman secretly dreams of. Follow along on Tare's road to self-discovery, emotional healing, and sexual liberation. I finished wanting more and was relieved knowing that there will be a part two. I cannot wait for its release. And I'm just trying to find, there was one that I wanted to read by somebody, because some people, you know, it's not their thing. Maybe erotic literature is just not their jam. I don't even know where it is, but
saw that review. It's by a fella named Marwin. Yeah, he wrote that. I saw that review too, which was still awesome that he took the time to read it and review it and give his honest critique. I loved that. That's all I want. Yeah. I want people to be honest and authentic about what they feel about my book and the characters. And I understand that erotic literature isn't for everybody. And we touched on that in our first interview, that I've never even read an erotic novel. I'm more interested in reading them now. I mean, I listened to your podcast and I'm like, this Alicia P. Gardner, holy shit, her stuff is hot. I don't want to be influenced in my writing right now. So while I'm writing the second novel, I can't read other people's erotic literature. I just don't feel it would be right. It would actually impede my writing style. But man, I'm keeping notes every time you review a book. Who's the new one? Lucy and Dude or something? I mean, those two are hot too.
Lucy
Dale. I can't wait to listen to more from them.
Yeah, Lucy Dale and Ivan James. Well, we don't want to get them confused because I do have an interview with myself and the dude.
Maybe that's what it was, because I've listened to all your podcasts. I'm just mixing them up.
Aw, thank you. Woo-hoo. So I'm going to read one more review and then we will move on to a few questions. And there is a particular reason why I'm reading this one. So, what an incredible journey. This book has you wanting more. Can't wait for part two of this series. Are you team Italian or team Russian? OMG, I can't decide. What an incredible way to free yourself and just be yourself. We deserve to be treated well and explore our deepest desires. Wow, is the best I could describe this book, and definitely nothing like it has ever been written. Love it. Now, the reason why I picked this little blurb is, keep in mind, folks, the team Russian and team Italian, because Kelson J and I have something in store in the future. Hashtag merchandise. What is in the works for this part two that everybody in the whole wide world wants? Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening?
What's happening for Tare in the second book? So, a lot's happening for Tare, and a lot isn't happening for Tare, because as I'm writing the second book, I'm putting in a little bit of the virus and how it impedes the dating world, because Tare is single. Her friend Sophia is single, and these two girls are now stuck at home, right? But like the first book, Tare is going to go through her past and her present road trip of sexual exploits. Maybe that needs to be a t-shirt. A road trip of sexual exploits. No, just kidding. So honestly though, like, there's going to be a little bit more of certain characters that you enjoy hearing from. There's going to be some new characters. I think it's going to be steamy. I'm already on chapter 7, to be honest with you. And like the first book, I'd really like to end on chapter 13. 13 is my favorite number. It means a lot to me. It's a lucky number. And so we'll see. Maybe it'll be out in a month's time. That's my goal. I would love to have it ready for June 13th, to be honest with you. Because I have so many people messaging me, asking me what's happening. Where's Tare going to go? Who's she going to end up with? Is she going to end up with anybody?
Yeah. Now, Kelson J has sent me something via email, a little snippet from her new book. So Kelson J, do you want to set this up a little bit, or do you just want me to read?
No, I can set it up. Sure. So the second book in the installment, or the installment in the series, the second book is called After the Bar Closes. So there's a bit of a theme there, you know, with the whole double shot series. And Tara is stuck at home. She's isolated. She can't see some of the hot men that she likes to date. So she goes a little Tindering, a little swiping, and she encounters a new play toy. It helps her to, this fellow that she encounters online actually helps her to figure out a little bit more about her kink, her style, what is that she likes, what's turning her on. And maybe the tables turn a little bit for her in this scenario. Because as you know, with the Italian in the first book, he's the one that's usually in control of the kink. So until she meets mm-hmm. her little play toy, her little pet. So yeah, that's the little excerpt I sent you. And I hope it's good. It's still raw. It hasn't been edited yet. So go for it.
Well, okay. You ready?
Woo! I'm ready. Here we go. Bring it on.
Here we go. Kelsa J, book numero dos. And here's our little snippet. He has the sweetest smile and dark blue eyes, just enough scruff over his upper lip and around his chin to make him look older than I suspect he really is. He came on strong initially, like most of the men I encounter on those sites, but he was different. He told me he was looking for a woman who would dominate him, something he was not used to, saying he had often been the dominator in the bedroom. This enticed me and interested me. Up to this point, I had allowed the men I was with to take the lead, still allowing me to tease them like I enjoyed, but never truly letting me have all the control in the sheets. I relished the idea and got instantly turned on as he typed, "If I could see you, I would let you take all of your frustrations out on me," he said, knowing I was having a hard time being stuck inside. "You'd like it if I did, wouldn't you?" I questioned him slyly, knowing full well how he would answer. "Yes, big time. I want to know what your pussy feels like if you'd let me," he begged. "You know you'd have to earn that," I teased him. "What if I made you wait?" I questioned, now knowing a little how my Italian must feel when he plays this game with me. "I would do whatever you wanted me to do," he pleaded. "You're the boss," he confirmed. "What if I told you that I wouldn't suck your cock until you made me come in your mouth multiple times?" I asked him, feeling a sense of sexy control with my questioning and feeling turned on at the same time. "Yes, for as long as you wanted," he told me. "I would beg you if you told me to," he typed. I was enjoying this. It wasn't often in my experience that the men I attracted liked to give up this kind of control. My panties were getting wet with this line of talk as I was, woo, it's making me fucking sweat. Here we go. Okay. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Okay. Here we go. My panties were getting wet with this line of talk as I stared at his pictures he had sent me, thinking about how sexy he looked. "Are you getting revved up thinking about my cock in your mouth?" he asked me boldly. I laughed out loud, enjoying the fun, yet controlling way this conversation was going. "Are you forgetting who's boss?" I asked him, smiling as I typed. "Sorry, boss. Only when you allow." "Yes," he sent back. "Tease the fuck out of me, please," he begged. "Oh, I can tease," I reassured him. "What if I want to tie you up?" I wondered. "Yes, please. I will do whatever kinky things you want me to do," he responded. "And only reward me if you think I deserve it," he told me. "Sit on my face at will." The more our text messages continued, the more distracted I was becoming. I poured myself a glass of wine and took the conversation up to my bedroom, closing the door behind me, telling him, "I'm alone in my bedroom now. Are you stroking your cock?" I asked him. "Do you want me to?" he asked. "Am I allowed?" "Yes," I responded. "I'm turned on and I want you to stroke your hard cock. I want to hear the flush of it sliding in your hands." "Fucking hell. I love knowing I'm turning you on," he told me. "I wish you could be teasing me right now. Make me do naughty things." I could hear his breathing get more labored as his cock slid back and forth in his hand. As I lied back in my bed, my hand in my panties, I could see the hot boy toy jerking off to my messages. "Call me," I told him, feeling a huge sense of control and excitement as I typed these words. The phone rang and his voice was quiet and sexy. "Is your pussy wet?" he asked quietly. "Yes," I told him. "What would you do to my pussy if you were here with me right now?" I asked him. "I would tease your clit with my warm tongue until it swelled, twirling it around inside your pussy," he promised. My horniness grew, imagining his mouth inside me. I was no stranger to phone sex, and certainly no stranger to phone sex with someone I hadn't met yet. It came easier to me now, knowing that I was in control and I didn't have to answer to anyone for my decisions. "I want you to make me come over and over again," I demanded. "And you will do that, won't you? Before I allow you to have me suck your cock," I told him. He liked that. His breathing was getting faster as he imagined sucking my pussy and me making him wait to feel my lips on his cock. He asked me, if I'm a good boy, will you take all of me into your mouth? I giggled as I parted. Well, how do you want me to say that? As I parted my lips with my hand. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I know. I told you it's wrong. It's wrong.
No, it's fine. It's not. Don't even worry about it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
My underwear. My armpits. I meant my armpits.
Are you sure it's not your underwear?
I'm not even wearing underwear. Okay, we'll go back. Take 15. Here we go. He asked me, if I'm a good boy, will you take all of me into your mouth? I giggled as I parted my lips with my hand. Yes, if you're a good boy, I will suck your cock real good. I will swallow all of you. Would you like that? I asked him. Oh my God, yes. His voice grew louder now. I want to come soon, he begged. No, you can't come until I've come first, I demanded. I'm the boss. Yes, he agreed, stroking his cock faster now. Fuck, I heard him say. Are you going to come, he wondered. My body squirming about my bed, my cheeks flushed, and hand exploring my pussy, all the while hearing this hot guy on the other end of the phone stroking his cock was really turning me on. Yes, I told him, I'm going to come, and then I will tell you when you can come. As I felt the juices explode from within me, feeling exhilarated and less stressed about the isolation, I continued to play with my boy toy. How does your cock feel now? I asked him. Are you wanting to come? He could barely get a word out. Panting, he begged, yes, please, can I come now? I laughed. Soon, I told him. I want to hear you stroke your cock a little longer. I don't know how much longer I can, he whispered. I need to come soon. Please, boss, can I? He begged of me. Smiling and still feeling rather turned on, with my hand still inside my pussy, I told him, yes, you can come with me now. As I pushed my fingers deeper inside me, panting and moaning overcame our conversation as we both came together in an explosion of heat. A short minute later, we were both laughing on the phone and saying goodnight to one another. I lied in my bed, trying to catch my breath. In a blink of an eye, I was back to drinking my wine and pondering what might be in store for me next. Fuck. Jesus!
And you got through it.
Oh, my Lord.
You read that really well. That is not an easy scene to read because there's dialogue between a man and a woman, and it's hot, right?
Yeah.
Like even writing it as a writer, like I have to kind of get into the mind of a guy and how a guy would talk or how a guy would type, and even, I'm just like, oh yeah, my armpits were sweaty listening to you read that.
Jesus Christ. You know what I need to do? I need to have a competition on like maybe I should do this to get more Instagram followers. I need to have like a competition to see who can read like the best blurb. I need people to understand how fucking hard. No pun intended. That's what she said. It is to read this, but I can't wait for the next book. It's freaking going to be hot as fuck.
I sure hope so. It has to be. Personally, I feel it has to be hotter than the first one. I don't want to let my readers down. You know how when they bring out a blockbuster movie and the first one is kick-ass, and then the second one everybody's hyped up about, and then they're like, oh, well, that was a letdown. I don't want my second book to be a letdown. No fucking way. It needs to kick ass. It needs to be better than the first one. This is where I can now develop the characters more. I can really dig deep into Tara's background a little bit more, Sophia's background. I can dig deep into her motivation with some of these guys. Yeah. How she's, you can tell in that scene she's getting her control back, right? So it I hope it bodes her well. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how the second book's going to end yet. I don't know where the third one's going to start, but I think I told you there's probably going to be three in this series. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe a dark horse will come out of nowhere and you know, ugh, I was going to say save the day. I'm sorry to all the authors out there who always make a man save the woman. That's not, no. This chick is saving herself. This woman is falling in love with who she is as a woman. Ooh. And she's discovering who she is. Yeah. This is a female empowerment journey. This isn't about necessarily a man saving her at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like a female liberation. Like that the reviews said, your book says it. It's all about female empowerment. And honestly, it's just about some good old fashioned self-love after you've just been broken you know, like brokenhearted. And we all know what it feels like, male or female, it super sucks. And this is like, you know, getting back on that horse per se, right? And
there's that horse.
There's that horse.
There's that dark horse. Yeah. And you're right. It's all about regaining power. It's all about loving yourself at the end of the day. She makes her own decisions at free will, and she's a woman who doesn't apologize for them, right? But there's also nothing wrong with if she gets that happy ending, if that's what she's looking for. So I don't know. We'll see where this second journey, the second book takes her. And I'm not thinking ahead to the third one yet. I still got to finish writing the second one. And hopefully everybody will love it as much as they love the first. So that's my goal at the end of the day. Everybody
well, you're going to be back on here anyways around June 13th-ish. Let's backtrack for a sec because I don't want to forget this question because I'm always curious about it. Does size matter? How do you feel about that?
Almost spit out my wine there. Honestly, I think that in my experience, if we're going to go with my own personal experience, that you can have too much and not know what to do with it. So it's a waste. Mm-hmm. Or you can have what some women might deem not enough and really know how to work it, work what you got. For me personally, I've always, you know, enjoyed the mouth action a little bit more. So I'm saying if there's not a lot downstairs, as long as they know how to work the tongue, then who cares, right? And God forbid my mom listens to this podcast, let me just say, or my family members. Oh my God. Now I'm sweating in the armpits a little bit. I think it's really crappy if a woman makes a man feel really bad about himself because his penis isn't big enough, in her opinion. I think, yeah. I also think if a man's walking around acting like a dick and saying his dick is big and this and that, and he, like, then put your money where your mouth is, basically, right? But I think at the end of the day, it's about the connection the two people have. It's about what turns them on, what they're interested in, and sure, the tools are there, but you have to know how to use them and how to connect with somebody on that level. So yeah. For me personally, no. I mean, yeah, a big dick is nice if they know how to use it, but it's not necessary for me personally. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of both. Like I do definitely agree that an emotional connection, I don't even care how hot some dude is and how big his dick is. If it's a one-night stand, for me, it's like a hit and miss. Physically, you know, you can get off and that can be awesome. But if you've got that emotional attachment with them, which is what I like with your book, is building these connections with these guys rather than it just being kind of like a wham, bam, and then bye, and then you don't hear anything. So it's like this awesome buildup. So for me, I like that emotional connection a little bit more than ever going out and having a one-night stand. Sex is important.
Everybody has their personal choice, taste. I think at the end of the day, if you're not sexually compatible for whatever reason, that's going to put a big problem in your relationship. Because then at the end of the day, you're just friends, right? If the sex isn't good, then what's the point of having the sex with that person, right? I mean, I've dated a guy who wasn't well endowed either, but let me tell you, he knew how to use his mouth. So for me, it didn't matter. And then I've been with a guy who was way too big. So it wasn't comfortable, right? I don't know what else to say on that topic.
And that's our 2 cents. And that's fine because there's other people's honesty and truth that's not going to work for me.
If Howard Stern can talk about his honesty and truth, why can't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we want to talk about kink, there's certain things like that I think is cool. And there's certain things that I would never do, like going back to 50 Shades, let's say, that stuff, I am not into one iota of any of it. Any of it, I don't like being dominated. I don't like being tied up. I don't like feeling like I don't have the power and the freedom to move. But again, that's just me. So don't smack my ass. Don't smack my tits. Don't tie me up. And don't be licking my asshole. Like, that's it. You can play with the butt, but just don't lick the asshole.
You need to rethink your take on the Cuban then, because he likes to do that, you know.
Well, you know what? I'd be open to try. For the Cuban. Research purposes.
That's where it's at. And how come I'm drinking alone tonight?
Because I'm a loser and I forgot to freaking buy wine. And I was already out today. I know, I'm a dork. I'm going out tomorrow and I'm buying 3 freaking bottles of wine. All right, folks, we're going to wrap this up, or this podcast episode is going to be about 5 hours in length. And as much as I would love to be able to do that, I have to leave something for my next episode. So I'm going to wrap this up, and thanks for tuning in to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue, and I want to thank the lovely Kelson Jay for joining me this evening. She will be back again, folks. So other than that, everybody have an enjoyable evening and sweet dreams.
Bye.